T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's go ahead and get the lights turned out and put the kids to bed. Let's go all the way around the rim. So there's plenty to get to today. Mark Cuban is saying he wants all 30 teams, whether they are in the playoff hunt or not, to be involved in the remainder of the NBA season when they do get back into action. There's only two teams that are like completely 100% eliminated mathematically from the playoffs. And I think it would be sort of a five game regular season and then the postseason. But you have guys like Damian Lillard, who is a superstar in the NBA. He's on the Trailblazers. They're not mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, but it would be a miracle if they were able to, in five regular season games, be able to unseat some of these teams to squeeze into the playoffs. And so Lillard chimed in today to Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports. And, you know, if the NBA resumes the 2019 season by electing to play a handful of games with all teams just to reach that 70-game mark to fulfill – all it is really to fulfill regional television deals. Like, that's why guys like Mark Cuban, all these owners, they want to fulfill that deal so they can get all the TV money that they potentially have coming to them. And so you have Trailblazer star Damian Lillard saying, quote, "If we come back and they're just like, we're adding a few games to finish the regular season, and they're throwing us out there for meaningless games, and we don't have a true opportunity to get into the playoffs, I'm going to be with my team because I'm a part of the team, but I'm not going to be participating. I'm telling you that right now, and you can put that bleep in there." That is the quote from Damian Lillard with Yahoo Sports' Chris Haynes, and it was a little phone interview that they were doing. He says, "If we come back and I don't have an opportunity to make the playoffs, I will show up to work, I'll be at practice, I'll be with my team. I'm going to do all that bleep, and then I'm going to be sitting right on that bench during the games. If they come back and it's... and say it's something like a tournament playing style between the 7 to 12 seeds, if we're playing for playoff spots, then I think that's perfect." So he wants the 7 to 12 little, the playoff, see if you can get in to the playoff situation. And of course he does, because why would he want to play meaningless games? And I get it, especially for these big star guys who've made tons of, like, you don't need these games. And I wonder if there will be some more guys echoing the same sentiments. But you have Damian Lillard saying, "Dude, if we don't have a chance at the playoffs, I'm not coming back for five meaningless regular season games just to fulfill these TV rights." He says he's not going to do it, and I would anticipate probably more guys that are on teams that don't really have a playoff shot, they're probably going to do that too.
Well, Dame's got some pull. There's no question about it. You know, I think it was 2 weeks ago now, there was that conference call among some of the superstars in the league. You had Chris Paul. You had LeBron was part of it. I think Anthony Davis was a part of it. There was a couple notable omissions. I think James Harden being one of them, because I think there might be a little bit of a beef there with Chris Paul. But Damian Lillard is an individual that has some pull around the league, and you're probably not wrong, and this sets up perfectly Zach Lowe, who got very irritated on the Woj podcast about this specific incident. Now, he was talking about more lottery reasons, but that also goes into meaningless games, right? So Zach Lowe on with the Woj podcast, cut 13 here, Zero. He goes a little off on some of these players.
"Any team that is sitting there, well, I don't know if I want to come back, you know, for this reason. I sympathize with not wanting to come back if I have nothing to play for. I don't sympathize with, well, what if I win a couple games and my lottery odds are screwed up? Like, just buck up. Just, you stunk the whole season. It's for the good of the league. Buck up and come play. Stop being so selfish. This is a global pandemic that is threatening the very stability of the thing that we all get our income and our jobs from. Everyone, arena workers, everyone, think beyond your freaking lottery odds or whatever for 5 seconds and come back and play if the league asks you to play.
Yeah, Dame. Quit being selfish, man. You know what? You're an NBA player. You're a basketball player. That's what Reg would always say on the show, right? They're basketball players. They play basketball. That's why you play, Dame. You get your cut. Your check is cut because you play basketball. So go out there and earn your money, sir.
Yeah, well, I think Zach Lowe is talking to a different portion of people. Like he said, I sympathize with the guys who don't want to play if it's just meaningless games and you don't have a chance to make the playoffs. But he's shooting shots at the team saying, oh, I could have a better draft position if I don't have to play. I don't want to risk winning a game or two here or there and then missing the opportunity for a top 2, 3, 4, 5 pick in the draft. I think that's more what he's talking about. But nonetheless, I get what he's saying. I certainly do. But I understand Damian Lillard, like, yo, if we're not playing meaningful games, there's not much reason to play. But then the other side of it, you have Mark Cuban, and let's go ahead and play this. Here's Adrian Wojnarowski talking about Mark Cuban, who came out and said, we should have all 30 teams play, even those two teams that are mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, which I think one is the Warriors. I'm not sure which the other team is, but there's plenty of teams that, like the Trailblazers, who really don't have much of a shot at all with 5 games to play to find a way to get into the playoffs. Mark Cuban saying all 30 teams should play some semblance of a regular season to close out the deal, and here's Woj's thoughts on that.
Sage, the momentum has been lost here in the last days, week perhaps even, about bringing back all 30 teams. That doesn't mean it's off the table. It is still on the table, but increasingly unlikely for a simple reason of safety and health. Start there. The fewer people that are in that bubble/campus environment, the fewer people who possibly could contract the coronavirus, who could spread it. It's simple math there. And, you know, bringing all 30 back without teams having real incentive to get through a 5-week quarantine training camp to just play a few games, that's a tougher sell for some organizations. There are some at the bottom who'd like to. There's some that are more indifferent about it. But right now, I think the idea somewhere, the sweet spot that you get a sense around the league is more than 16, the 8 in each conference for the playoffs, and less than the 30 in that 20 to 24 range feels like a sweet spot in the conversations right now.
That's interesting for Mark Cuban. And I do think that it makes it to where everybody has some kind of incentive because that's his whole goal here. He wants everybody to play. He thinks it's important. And back to Damian Lillard real quick. I think he's being a complete schmuck, to be honest with you. If you want to come out and say you don't want to play because of the risk of the virus and, you know, it possibly impacting your family's health and others' health, that's fine. But he clearly says he's going to be there because he's a part of the team and he's going to be there for his teammates. If you're going, you play. It's your job. Get on the basketball court and play basketball, Dame. So I don't get that. The other factor of this is, and we got mixed emotions on the fan text, 877-881-1053. What do you like more? Do you like the play-in tournament idea that Mark Cuban suggested that Woj broke down? Or do you like the World Cup scenario that the NBA has also gone ahead and polled its owners for, which Cuban does not like because he thinks it minimizes the regular season, which I understand. But in this group stage format, okay, for example, the 20 teams could be allocated into 5 tiers in descending order by record. The Mavericks tier would be tier 4. They would be in a tier with the Memphis Grizzlies, the Brooklyn Nets, and the Orlando Magic. It's a good tier to be in for the Dallas Mavericks, okay? And groups then would be randomly drawn with one team from each tier going in to each group. So for the Mavericks, depending on how the random draw goes, it could end up giving them a better overall chance to make a deep run into this thing. Now, it's a gamble, and I think it's kind of entertaining. Now, there's other people that think it's dumb. I get that. It would be unlike anything we've ever seen before. So it's very, very foreign. The concept of it is hard to imagine. But I think it could be kind of fun. And the possible group stage random draw that Bleacher Report put out there would be Group 3. The Mavericks are in with the Raptors, the Celtics, the Thunder, and the Spurs. And I'll tell you what, I think the Mavericks have a chance there.
Dude, anything that helps the Mavs, obviously, I'm going to be way
You avoid the Jazz, you avoid the Clippers, you avoid the Lakers, you avoid the Bucks in that opening group.
Yeah, I mean that's ideal situation there for the Mavs, and that's what I want. That's certainly what I want. So yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think some people are down for the World Cup style. We're getting some texts here on the Autoflex Leasing fan text about hey, World Cup style would be fun. I'm sure plenty of people would be against it. I mean, you're not going to please everybody here. I mean, that's the one thing with all these leagues: MLB, NHL, NBA. You're not pleasing everybody. You're not going to be able to please all the fans. You're not going to be able to please all the owners. You're not going to be able to please all the players. You just have to find what's best. And I think the NBA has shown throughout, especially Adam Silver's tenure, that they're going to end up doing what's best ultimately for the most amount of people, what's ultimately best for the league. And hopefully we'll get a decision. I think Friday they're going to have a big time phone call and hopefully hash some things out, and maybe by Monday or this time next week, next Tuesday, we get some definitive answers on what the NBA is going to be doing. Going around the rim here, though, in the nosebleed seats, and I saw this is a feel good story. Did you see what Andre Drummond did at a restaurant in
Did he go
Delray
full Chad Ochocinco
over
here
the weekend? He did go full. I don't think he tagged it "I love you" on the receipt, but the Cavalier big man Andre Drummond left a $1,000 tip on a $164 check at a Delray Beach restaurant, and the waitress Cassandra Diaz was more than appreciative. She said, "From a $160 check to read a tip that says $1,000, I was shaking and had tears of happiness after what he left me." I mean, that's almost that's basically a second stimulus check for Miss Diaz there. So hats off to you, Andre Drummond, who is handsomely paid in the NBA right now. But just people helping people there, Walchuk, that's got to make you feel good.
It does. I think that's awesome. I wish we'd hear more of those kind of stories. Have you ever been in a drive-through line? And I got this a lot when I was working at Chick-fil-A, and they would do the pay it forward, where I'd get somebody that came through the drive-thru and they'd say, "Hey, I'd like to pay for the person's order behind me." The next person comes up, they say, "Oh, I might as well do the same thing." I think the record that we had at Chick-fil-A come through, we had maybe 12 cars that continued the string of just paying for the person behind them. Now, it's a risk you take, because maybe you're rolling through and you're just ordering food for yourself and you're just getting like a meal, whereas the other person might be ordering for a family. So you could end up paying more money there. And I get it. You know, that's what ended up breaking it. It was a massive order, and the person's like, I don't know if I'm going to do that. I understood it. But I think that little things like that, little acts of kindness, go a long way, and I think it's always cool when you hear those stories.
Yeah, I actually had a situation maybe 2 months ago. I pulled up to the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. I already ordered. Then I get to the spot where it's not at the window, but they have their little stand right there with the guy that's got the debit card swiper. And he's like, "All right, ready to pay here." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh." I realize I do the thing where I have a sticky wallet on the back of my phone, so I don't have to carry a wallet and a phone. It's just kind of my phone is my wallet. And I literally left my phone at my wife's apartment, and so I was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm a schmuck. I'm going to have to leave and come back because I don't have it." Well, when I was saying that out the window, thank God my loud Italian voice carried to the guy behind me. He shouts out, he's like, "Hey, bro, I got you. Don't worry about it." So the guy behind me ended up paying for me at Chick-fil-A because, like a schmuck, I left my phone/wallet at the house and I couldn't pay. So that,
wow.
Yeah, that made me feel like a million bucks.
I'll tell you what, I mean, part of Chick-fil-A's deal there, when I worked there, and it's continued, that's why Chick-fil-A is so popular, it's the second mile service, right? Their customer service is the best. And there were many times where if you could tell it was an honest situation, there was somebody just, they didn't have the money, or they left their wallet, or their card was being declined, we'd just take care of it for them. And we just say, "Hey, come back next time."
Man, that's so awesome. I bet there's some scums that take advantage of that a little bit. But
not every Chick-fil-A will do it, too. So it's hit or miss. But I know our guys, you know, John Maroney, a great GM there at Spring Creek and Coit and Plano. Shout out to that Chick-fil-A location. We'll take care of you if there's a situation that needs to be taken care of.
Shout out to the guy from the 859 who said, "I paid 27 dollars for the person behind me, and it felt really good. That's the other thing. Like, it feels good when someone does it for you. It almost feels even better to be able to do that for somebody else. So people helping people, shout out to you, Andre Drummond. But I do want to get this story in here around the rim. This is going back to 1992 when the Philadelphia 76ers had a trade offer on the table from the Los Angeles Lakers. And so the deal was allegedly Charles Barkley and Ron Anderson were going to be traded to the Lakers for James Worthy and Eldon Campbell. So these rumors are going down, and Barkley thinks that the deal's going to happen. And so Barkley wanted out of town, and the two teams had a trade that was nearly done. It ended up falling through, but Sir Charles started drinking a little bit early to celebrate. He thought, hey, I'm getting traded today. It was a Sixers game day, so if he was on the team, he had a game that night. But he's thinking early in the day, I'm getting traded here, so I'm not going to be playing tonight. So he starts popping some celebration bottles. Next thing you know, the deal falls through, but Charles Barkley still had a game to play with the Sixers. So he's on the Zach Lowe podcast. He says, my agent calls me one morning and he says, hey, you're going to get traded to the Lakers today. And me and my friends, we got out to celebrate. We got drunk around noon. He says, my agent calls me a little bit later and he says, hey, you've been traded to the Lakers. They're going to finalize the deal and I'll get back to you. So he says, I'm on cloud nine. And then he calls me back 3 hours later. It's like 3:30 in the afternoon now. And he says, the Sixers backed out of the deal. And so Barkley says, I'm drunk as believe. And we got a game that night. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And he's like, the Sixers were scared to pull the trigger. So I'm like, you're kidding me, dude. We got a game tonight, and I've been drinking since noon. The one thing that's funny, I don't even know how I played that night. I think I might have played so bad because I was so angry the Sixers didn't pull the trigger, and then it's just suffering the next 2 or 3 years. So Barkley, the trade fell through. He got a little bit, drink happy. He thought he was going to Los Angeles, and then it falls through. He has to play drunk and probably didn't play all that well. But that's not overly surprising. Charles Barkley played an NBA game while intoxicated. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.